Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Lan.
Brent is down at the bottom of its recent range again. Why is this?
Well, I think a lot of it's come from the sell-off in equities on Friday and some further negative follow through this morning. But of course, it's the bottom of a very, very narrow range that has been going on for a while. And nothing really seems to be exciting the market, particularly at the moment. No one seems to want to take any strong views. And indeed, we see that in the options market as well, where implied volatility is now down to 25%, which is the lowest we've seen that for a while.
For how much longer can this go on?
Well, it's unusual for oil to trade in tight ranges for very long. And certainly in May and June last year, we had a similar sort of range, not quite as tight as this, but over that 2 month period, it did trade in quite a tight range. And then there was a breakout, which came in the form of quite a strong rally up towards $100 per barrel. And it's possible this range has been going on for a while now. It's possible we could see something happen by the end of this month, because we're getting into more and more congested territory from a technical point of view. At the moment, as you say, oil's down at the bottom of this range. There's some technical support levels around $81 per barrel coming from some moving averages. But then on the upside, we've got $85 per barrel, which I keep saying is a key level on the upside. But this is getting more congested. We've got an upward sloping trendline support as well. As time goes by, it becomes more and more likely that something is going to break, which triggers a move one way or the other. Obviously, as we're down at the bottom at the moment, it's natural to talk about what could make things worse and lead to a breakout on the downside. And I think certainly a continued correction in equities might be one source of direction. And we have got US inflation data coming out tomorrow. That might be something that gives the market some direction. I mean, if it was surprised on the upside and that was negative for equities and that continued the equity correction, we might see some follow through on that coming through on crude.
What about European gas and electricity markets? Is there anything to report there?
No, quite similar to oil, really. Very range bound. Nothing really new to say on that either, I'm afraid.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.